I worship Jeff George, the golden arm, the human cannon that can do great harm. He is God's quarterback, so keep the popcorn warm. He should have been drafted by the Chicago Bears. He can throw a football across a 1,000-acre farm. I worship Jeff George. God put his finger on Jeff's arm.
This week on the Jeff George Worship Podcast.
Hello, Dave. What's up?
What's going on?
Oh, trying to get shit done early this week, so...
Oh, is this that stupid fucking podcast?
It's getting big.
Oh, yeah? We going national?
Oh, yeah.
When we sign the contract?
I don't know.
I'm cheap, but I'm not free.
The Packers would be 1-4 without Aaron Rodgers. 1-4 at best. At best. Rodgers is all you got.
Right, because we don't have Randall
Cobb. Randy Quaid? Isn't he an actor?
Jordy Nelson, Mike Daniels.
Randy and Dennis Quaid.
Jordan Lawrence? What?
Yeah, Lawrence Welk. Still playing for Green Bay? My God, he's awesome. I guess play calling. Okay, yeah, one. Two. Three. Yeah, you fucking drop going on there. Audible, he's like this. Audible. Need a flute clarinet.
Lawrence Welk show probably gets better ratings than a Packers game.
Oh my God.
Holy
bullshit.
Shit.
That's bullshit. Packers fans, taking
that
shit.
Hee-haw gets fucking better ratings than a Packers game. Reruns of Hee-haw.
Did you just say blue clarinet?
Blue clarinet.
We're done.
Actually, a rich homosexual.
Dude, Strassi, come on up. Laura took a Viagra and his big toe is swollen up. He can't walk right.
Why do we hang out with these guys? Get off the fucking field, Joe Flanson!
Get off his ass!
I was a pillow polo star in gym class.
Oh, you're a pillow fighter. I can speak French.
Oh my God. I think you should host the podcast.
I'm handsome. I built this town for Christ's sake.
I'm pretty sure that sounds like
Booyah! Here we go. Bartender! Barrett!
Hey, Tuts, I need a bottle of Tuts.
Yeah, me too, yeah.
Week 7 of the Jeff George Worship Podcast. Hey folks, football fans, Jeff George worshipers, it's time to talk football. And the Mitch Trubisky era got its first win last Sunday in stunning fashion against the Baltimore Ravens down in Baltimore. A revenge from the blizzard of 09. Myself and superfan Dave Irwin were there, buried under the snow with superfan Ryan Black. We got beat up that day, but we exacted our revenge with our new quarterback, who, okay, yeah, you know, all the talk is, well, looks like the Bears goofed because Deshaun Watson's the better quarterback. And yeah, at this point, maybe Deshaun Watson is. But I'll tell you something Mitch Trubisky can do that Deshaun Watson can't. And that is make that franchise quarterback throw on third and long in overtime, on the run, on a rope, over the middle of the field for a huge first down in overtime. I mean, this throw, go back, watch the tape. It was a big time throw. It's a throw that only a few guys in the world can make. And Mitch Trubisky, he made that throw. And I don't see Deshaun Watson making that throw. Now, you know, again, right now, is Watson the better quarterback? Probably. But then again, he's playing with an actual offense. He has receivers. He has, you know, targets to throw to. He has the coaching, you know. I'm not sure if the Bears have the coaching. Although I did love the game plan last week. I freaking loved it. I thought I'd taken the time machine back to 1989, 1990. I mean, we ran the ball 46 times. I loved every second of it. Well, almost every second of it. It got a little predictable. It's like, come on, you got to take the training wheels off Trubisky at some point. I mean, he only threw 16 passes. But hey, whatever works. If we win, we win. It might stress me out during the game, but you know, yeah, I'll take it. I'll take 46 runs to 16 passes any day of the week. I love it. I love that kind of football. I just hope, you know, I mean, we'll see what happens today. Playing a tough Carolina defense, so I wouldn't be shocked if that's the game plan again. But the only thing with that is Carolina's defense is better than Baltimore's. So if they decide to put 8-9 guys in the box, you know, that's going to be tougher sledding for Jordan Howard and Cohen. You know, Trubisky might have to throw the ball a little bit more against the Panthers today. So, that said, I'm ready for it. I think Trubisky's getting comfortable. You know, got to keep working them tight ends in, because really the tight ends are all we got. I mean, we're playing with the Vince Papalis of the world at wide receiver. You know, I mean, barely CFL level guys. So we got to get the tight ends involved, and we'll see what game 3 of the Trubisky era holds. Exciting week of games. Let's get right to the action. Why don't we get to the epic highlights from last Sunday's tailgate and ticket. Highlights of the Sunday tailgate and Sunday ticket experience, Jeff George Worship Podcast.
Week 6, Sunday tailgate.
Last year, Clemson.
Hey, that wild fucking whore that he brought last week went down good, but it didn't fucking stay down good.
Next, I thought it was wild cock.
Yeah, it's wild cock.
We just caught Lauren in the bathroom looking at naked pictures of Sandusky. Weird, really weird.
Jerry, my bedtime is 6. My parents are probably getting worried. I'm tired. Are you fucking shitting me?
Yeah.
Look, Mr. Sandusky. Look, Jerry, I don't.
offensive coordinator was Francis Turboss. Remember him?
Yeah, we beat the shit out of practice.
He was an offensive genius. You don't care, even the Beagle. She goes, I thought Dave was your father. She thought he was my dad.
Oh my god.
He goes, yes, he said, no, that father
yeah,
is not bad.
You're only, what, 35? You're only 35.
Oh, he can't have. I'd be 7.
Father,
you know, Carrie, the big boobs. Yeah. I was driving her fucking. I was chipping her fucking ear.
Oh yeah, she went and punched you.
Oh yeah.
Wait, what'd you say?
I fucking
what she said.
She goes, that father and son team did a fucking fierce. She goes, they're
pain in the father and son
nudges.
Team.
They're pain in the nuts.
They're pain in the asses.
What?
We're like 6 years apart. So Dave had me when he was 6.
Yeah. Like, give me go.
Hey.
Your mom shows up at his house across the street selling Avon, this fucking Dave all horny and shit.
Cosell was old school.
You thought fucking men's gymnastics was fucking awesome.
No. Howard Cosell can't compete with
Howard
Al Michaels.
Cosell was
Howard
great.
Cosell was
doing a halftime show on Monday Night Football.
He put you to sleep.
Oh, oh my God. You were stuck on your mom's
tent. When he announced Lennon died, people fell asleep.
Oh my God.
He's like, I got some bad news. Al Michaels sets the bar for...
You're the wrong era.
No. Yeah, I'm the fun era.
My favorite person.
I'm the fun era.
No, you're the crack era.
Who? What's the highest rated Monday night game of all time? Let's see.
Chicago,
let's,
Miami.
Goddamn right. And who called it? Al Michaels, Dan Dierdorf, and Frank Gifford.
Which bathroom?
Upstairs.
Hey, you'll see two blonde gals. They have a penis. One's RG3 and one's Sandusky. Step over it.
Jeff George.
And Jeff George.
Up the stairs, through the kitchen, through the living room.
Through the bedroom.
To the back.
Hey, don't mind that well.
Is she a dog named Precious? That's where the old Jimmy used to be in the house.
I was a pillow polo star in gym class.
Oh, you're a pillow fighter.
Oh,
that hurts, Paul. I can speak French.
Oh my god.
What's that weirdo?
I think you should host the podcast.
That was a damn good bit.
Jerry Sankowski was
the head coach.
Yeah,
Lauren
was there every day.
Yeah.
He went for 2 days.
Oh, God. Lauren did 2 days. I said, no, hi! I'm here for a second session.
Take a shower, Lauren. Take a shower.
The Packers would be 1-4 without Aaron Rodgers. 1-4 at best. At best.
Bullshit.
Rodgers is all you got.
Right, because we don't have Randall Cobb.
Randy Quaid? Isn't he an actor?
Jordy Nelson, Mike Daniels.
Randy and Dennis Quaid.
like his play calling. Okay, I won. Two. Three. Yeah, you know, fucking drive ball going on there. Audible, he's like this. Audible. Need a flute clarinet.
Lawrence Welk show probably gets better ratings than a Packers game.
Oh my god.
Holy
bullshit.
Shit.
That's bullshit. Packers fans, taking
that
shit.
Hee Haw gets fucking better ratings than a Packers game. Reruns of Hee Haw.
Did you just say blue clarinet?
Fuck Omaha.
Hey, Dave, Hacksaw wants to talk to you.
Skrusky, the Raiders and Chargers.
He wants you to come up.
Come on up, Buck. Dude, Skrusky, come on up. Lauren took a Viagra and his big toe is swollen up. He can't walk right.
Why do we hang out with these guys?
Bartender!
Yeah,
Remember me?
Yep.
Okay.
You're sorry, though.
How
right?
could you not?
I was hammered when I showed up. Yeah, bring his neck! Bring his neck!
Holy crap! That's called a fake
pass! Kick him in the head right there! Go! Go! Oh, you fucking hit me!
When I check off, you follow me? You get to play?
No.
She's not great with regular English.
Yeah. Oh, you can't speak English?
No.
Can I have...
No, she's not deaf.
Okay. What do you speak, honey? Are you Chinese?
Not much before four.
Yeah.
Oh, stewardess.
Hey, I don't want the fish.
And don't call me Shirley.
And don't call me Shirley.
He wants a Shirley Temple.
Yeah, give him a Shirley Temple.
Captain.
You'd be doing us all a favor.
I got a deal here. Buy one, get one free. This is a free one.
Ooh, Lauren, never went to the prom, did you, Lauren?
No.
Remember that guy asked you for the prom and he said no?
You should have went.
His mouth
just
going to run
faster now. That
was Dave Irwin. I was out in my yard practicing my throws.
Is that a devil?
What? Oh, what a fucking pussy. What a goddamn pussy. He can't go goddamn motherfucking 2 yards. Are you shitting me? That's fucking bullshit. Hey,
take it easy on my eardrum, motherfucker.
Bam! Suck on that, you fucker! Suck on that! Boom, boom, boom!
Did you give my fucking eardrums a fucking break? Holy shit.
That was you years ago.
Get off his ass! Touchdown, Baltimore! Suck on that, Chicago! Suck on that, Chicago! Balls out! The ball's out!
No,
feel that! Give me a goddamn red cup! Give me a red cup! For God, I'm going to throw a red cup right now. Oh my God, you laugh like Pee Wee Herman. Oh my God, that's fucking terrible. You see his laugh?
Hey, the bad part is again.
Darren!
Jake Cutler and that show was
really oh, bullshit! You remember Lauren? Darren! Darren! What? Remember Lauren? Not guilty! And Jared Shandowski's
like, yep.
Not guilty! I was there!
Oh! Yeah. Yeah. Oh!
Down goes Jabeski! Down goes!
bartender. Michelle. Michelle. Wait, is that your real name?
Here we go.
Here we go with the trouble.
I think she prefers bar.
Stand down!
Somebody choke him out.
Please. Hey, Chuck. Chuck, you. Fuck you, Timmy. I know. Not Timmy. Hey,
I did not.
Her name is Toots. Everyone call her bartender Toots. Tootsie.
Hey, Toots. I need mean, a bartender. I like Toots.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I'm here for the alcohol.
I didn't say take a half hour.
Tootsie.
Tootsie. Get off the fucking field, Joe Flanagan.
Why you shot more? You played too well.
You have the bus next time you come see us.
Play kickball.
Lord, stay next to that guy right now. I want to take a picture side by side.
Yeah, you played fucking chess.
Go, Howard, go! Go!
Hey, motherfucker,
go! Go! Jeff George Worship Podcast. Let's give a call to the godfather of football, Dave Skronsky. Let's do some picks.
Hello?
Hello, Dave. What's up?
What's going on?
Oh, trying to get shit done early this week, so...
Oh, is this that stupid fucking podcast?
It's getting big.
Oh, yeah? We going national?
Oh, yeah.
When we sign the contract?
I don't know.
I'm cheap, but I'm not free.
Right, right. What a gate! What a week! What a Sunday!
What a stupid week! I tell you, it just showed me again how little I know. I'm telling you, I was never more convinced. I used to know this dude, Glenn Stone, right? And he used to say, like, it's fixed, or everything. And I'm telling you, you could convince me almost that. Like, how does the freaking Dolphins beat the Falcons? How do the Giants beat Denver?
Right.
And Kansas City. Pittsburgh didn't know if they were playing baseball, football, or soccer. And they look like world beaters. I mean, what is going on?
I don't know.
I can't explain it, except it may be fixed.
Who the hell knows?
There's so many, like, ups and downs. It's like, don't even bet on, like, friggin', you know, the picking is, like, you might as well flip a friggin' coin.
I was finally right about Arizona.
Yeah, who'd they beat? I forget.
Who'd they beat?
Tampon Bay?
Yeah.
Yeah, Winston. I don't know what... That guy, yeah, I thought he was a decent quarterback, but he looks like shit.
Well, I'll tell you, Arizona's a different team now with, Peterson.
Oh, yeah. He had to get out of New Orleans. They weren't using him at all.
No.
I would have loved him. I wanted him to go to the Raiders. I can't stand Moron Lynch.
You know who I can't believe? You know, looking back now, I'm sure in hindsight, they're probably kicking their own ass, too, is the Giants. How could the Giants not go after him?
You know what? I was sitting, me, we were watching the game, right? And we were watching the Giant game, and the score come up was... Someone said they're a Saints fan. I'm like, well, I don't know many Saints fans. And then me and Steve were talking. I go, there's the guy you should go for before the trading deadline. He should be wearing a Giant jersey, Adrian Peterson.
Yeah.
I said that to Steve last week.
Sure. Yeah, well, 2 weeks in a row, I've beat you on the picks. I went 7-7, and you went 5-9 on Sunday. So you were hurting.
Well, you won't have to worry about me picking my Raiders no more. I give up on them bastards.
And it ain't.
I was wondering how that score wound up like that. Then I seen on the replay he missed an extra point.
Yeah. Yep. That's why they lost.
Yeah, right. It would have been at least a tie game.
Yeah. Oh, God. Sunday was nuts. I mean, I didn't even plan on doing much of a tailgate, and of course, it was a shit show. I mean, I was bombed before we even got to the bar. And
I could kind of tell that.
Why? What did I do?
Just friggin' throwing hacks or a call. He called me before, like, you want me to come up? I'm going, okay, I'm on my way. I hung up the phone, like, yeah, right.
I don't even remember that.
I'm like thinking to myself, oh, they're in prime, they're in fucking rare form today.
Oh, then we got to the bar.
How about Aaron Rodgers? Don't pick Green Bay again.
Made my fucking. I mean, the Bears winning was nice. That was cool. But I took greater pleasure in Aaron Rodgers breaking his fucking arm in half. That was great.
Well, this season's done. I mean, that's a one-man band right there.
Oh, of course, yeah. And this is what kills me. I wanted to put my foot through my television the next day when I'm hearing all these bitches say, oh, we got to change the rules again. We got to change the rules again. I mean, that was just football.
Yeah, he keeps planting them, but it happens every week.
And if that was, you know, Brett Hundley, nobody would have gave a shit.
Yeah, right.
I mean, and now everybody's like, oh, God, cancel the season. It's like, get the fuck out of here. I mean, it happens.
Yeah, it's just the way it goes, really.
And, you know, he gets up. You can see the words coming out of Rodgers' mouth. You know, I mean, I'm no lip reader, but I'm not stupid. He's going, fuck you to the guy. And it's like...
Yeah, well... I would have been saying fuck you to him, too.
Well, yeah, sure. I mean, who wants to break their collarbone? But
right,
it,
just, in the,
I mean, he wasn't trying to hurt him.
No, you know, he tried to plant him, and he did. But, I mean, that's just the way it goes. I'm so sick of the little, you know, it made the game so friggin' shitty as it is. I mean, what do they want? How much more can they do to it?
I mean, yeah, why not just call it flag football?
Don't give him any ideas.
I mean, and all these Packers fans, you know, jumping off ledges. I'm just like, you know, well, maybe if Rodgers kept his body looking like Dak Prescott instead of Richard Simmons, he wouldn't have broke his collarbone. I mean, you know.
That's just the way it goes. I mean, look, you friggin' a couple years ago, how many years ago, friggin', you know, Brady, it happens. People get hurt. It's football.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I mean, it's like I feel bad for the Packers and shit like that, but I mean, it happens to every team.
Yeah, I don't feel bad.
Look at last year, David Carr. When we were going to the playoffs, he just breaks his leg, and like, you know, that playoff game was a joke.
Oh yeah, sure. It sucks, and I mean, but I just had to laugh at Clay.
Go for two. Hold on. Is he turning for two? He's got it. I'm watching his skankies.
Okay. No, but what was I saying? Yeah, Clay Matthews comes out after the game crying. Oh God, we're cursed with injuries. Every Bears fan in the world was like, yeah, okay, Clay, hold my beer.
Yeah.
Because we know about injuries as much as anybody.
Well, the injuries are freaking, like, a lot of times what determines your season.
Yeah. I mean, every fucking year. I mean, it's just, we've been going through the same thing again. We're playing with like, the Vince Papalis of the world at wide receiver.
Yeah, well, look at the Giants wide receiver core.
Sure.
And then all of a sudden, like, I don't know what happened to that team. I think they let them take freaking, like, maybe they let them take performance-enhancing drugs, the Giants, because I don't know what happened to them. I can't believe Denver. I'm like, I don't know what's going on. I can't explain it.
Right.
Can you look so feeble, and you're playing a team that should, you know, I thought it was going to be one of the worst beatings of the season, and they wind up beating them. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Yep.
That's why I'll go with the fixes in.
Yeah, I hear you. It's.
I think it's like, you know what? I just blame it all on Las Vegas.
Well, that's crazy. I mean, who the hell would have picked Chicago Sunday? And I'll tell you what.
I picked them.
Well, yeah, and I did too. I mean.
Well, you pick them every week. But I won't pick the Raiders this week. I won't pick them. He's scoring. Oh, 4-0 Houston, baby. Fuck the Yankees. I love it. You guys get pretty banged up. But I know you guys were loaded early.
Oh, yeah.
The phone was ringing, and I seen it was you calling me. I don't know what time. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not answering that. I go, they were shit-faced before the freaking game starts. I don't even want to talk to the son of a bitch 7 hours later.
Yeah. Oh, I got so screwed up. I couldn't even go to work the next day. I was...
Who showed up at the tailgate? Quite a few?
Yeah, but, you know, the regulars. Yeah, and then a couple Steelers fans are pretty regular.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I might have to come up and just be an ignorant bastard.
Right. Yeah, so we have a good time. I think I'm going to take a few weeks off the tailgating, though. Christ, I love football and all, but getting all fucking shitty by noon is, I don't know. I got to take a little break here for a few weeks, I think.
Yeah. Well, it's like every once in a while, it's fine, but like every weekend, like friggin'. Well, I knew you were hammered. Like, I was like, you hear Hacksaw screaming into the phone. I'm like, yeah. I think I'd rather go, like, sit in a dentist chair and fucking, like, get my teeth pulled out Novocaine.
Oh, I tell you what, though. You know, every week I record, every fucking second of the, like, I record about 7 hours of audio every Sunday between the tailgate party and the bar, and, oh, my God. I mean, you got to hear some of this shit. It's fucking hilarious. And Sunday might have been the best shit ever. I mean, Hacksaw was just in rare fucking form. And
was he loaded?
Yeah. And I mean, he was just out of control. But because it was such a good game, you know, I was out of fucking control too. So, I mean, every 5 minutes, if you know, you're either going to hear him screaming or me screaming.
So. What was I going to say, friggin'? Would you go for the second game over to that B30 or whatever that is?
Oh, God. Hacksaw did. I didn't make it that far. I mean, I was walking home by about 6 o'clock. I just stayed right there. And so, yeah, but Hacksaw watched his game at that Beer 30. He said there was like 4 people there, so he was probably pretty bored.
Yeah, it's the late game, you know, so.
Yeah. It's hard to keep your energy up by those 4 o'clock games because, you know, like you said, there's only 2 or 3 games on at that hour. And
yep.
It's just, it's hard to keep. You know, God, when we started watching football, you know, 10, 15 years ago, I mean, I could go from fucking 12:30, you know.
From midnight.
Yeah, from fucking 12 to 12, you know. And not even blink. I mean, but now. About 5-6 o'clock. I'm fucking done.
Especially if you're hitting the buoys, you know, the beer's fucking going down pretty good.
Yeah. But.
Are we doing the picks now?
Yeah, let's do them.
I was gonna say, what is it today, like Tuesday or something?
I know. I normally wait to get a better idea. Well, what's your shit? I usually wait to get an idea of the injury report, but what good does it really do me?
Yeah, at this point,
right. So, all right. So we got the Thursday night game is, well, it's your game, KC at Oakland.
I'm not picking them. I'm not picking them.
Well, then
that's disgusted.
That's 2 for KC then.
Maybe by me not picking them, I'll give them a little luck. I think I'll give them the fucking whammy.
Right. All right.
Shitty.
Well, you know, KC showed they're human, though.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe, like, you can see how they got beat and maybe, like, you know, learn something.
Yeah. Okay, so Sunday, 1 o'clock games. Tampa Bay at Buffalo.
Yeah, I'll take the Bildos.
Yeah, same here. Winston might be out because he sprained his shoulder or something.
Yeah, I seen that. But it's at Buffalo, too.
Yeah, and Buffalo's all rested up, so I like Buffalo in that one. Here we go, game of the week. The Carolina Panthers come to Soldier Field.
I wonder if fucking Mr. Concussion's playing or not.
Well, I think he might be because they're trying to say he never suffered a concussion there last week.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now they got concussions.
I know, right? Yeah.
What is the medical staff have concussions?
Yeah, I thought it was a line of bullshit, too, but.
That guy sneezes, he gets a concussion.
Right.
Yeah, I'll take Carolina.
Okay, well.
Is it just to be different?
I'm sticking with my boys, you know. I'll tell you. Sunday, it was. I thought
Holy
I was in.
Christ.
I thought
Judge,
I. Huh?
Judge just crushed one.
No. Sunday, I thought I took a time machine back to like fucking 1989. Because I think the Bears ran it like something like 45 times on Sunday. Mm. I mean, they didn't even. It wasn't even, they weren't trying to hide what they were doing. I mean, it was just run, 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 every fuck. And I loved it, because you know I love that kind of football. But I started to get a little pissed off because, you know, I mean, Howard ran all over him. He had a great game, but it was just becoming too predictable. And I'm like, we're going to fucking lose this game because we're becoming too one-dimensional here. And it's like, you got to take the training wheels off Trubisky at some point. I mean, he only threw 16 passes. And, you know, if you want him to get better, you got to let him throw a little bit more than that. But I feel like we can run on anybody. So, I mean, Jordan Howard, that 53-yard run he had in overtime. I mean, it looked like a dead play going nowhere. And the guy, I don't know how he does it. He just gets away from people.
I'm telling you, did the Jets get screwed over?
The Jets. Oh, God, yeah, that shit with the...
The fumble there?
Yeah.
You know what, I tell you. You know, he had it, then he bobbled it, but then he did regain control. I don't know. I think the replay rule, they called it a touchdown. I'm so sick of this replay anymore.
Yeah, it's not perfect.
And the Jets kind of stepped on their own dick too. They still hurt themselves too. You know, that interception before the halftime or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they could have played smarter football, and I think they could have easily beat the Patriots. But it's, you know, that's the Jets.
Well, how do you like them against Miami this week?
Oh, Miami! What the hell is with the Falcons? Holy mother!
I think they play down to their opponents, and not only that.
I think they got their little Super Bowl hangover.
Yeah, and I saw another interesting stat. Blowing leads in the second half has become their thing. And this goes back even before the Super Bowl. They blew something like four double-digit leads in the fourth quarter last year. I didn't know that. So now when I think about that Super Bowl, I guess it wasn't that shocking.
Yeah, who am I picking? The Jets against who?
Dolphins.
Jets, Dolphins. I can't pick freaking Jay Cutler. I'll take the Jets.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm taking the Dolphins because I feel like maybe they'll have a little momentum beating the Falcons, but the Jets are playing hard.
Yeah, the Jets are a little gritty team.
Yeah. All right. Titans at Browns.
I just can't take the Browns. I'll take Tennessee.
Yeah, same here. And I'll tell you what, I'm so pissed off. Last night, Stanford had about a 20-point lead on me going into last night in fantasy. And I got that Derrick Henry. And every week, I want to start him, but I know I can't because of, you know, DeMarco Murray.
Right.
Well, Henry has like 42 points last night because he fucking exploded. And, God, once he finally gets the starting job, that guy's going to be a beast.
Yeah.
I believe that.
I wonder how I did on fantasy.
Oh, you won. You smoked Irwin.
Did I?
Yep. You're just a game in back of me. I'm 3-3. You're 2-4. So.
Well, that makes me freaking. Now I gotta pay attention.
Oh yeah. You could easily get right back into it. Because you have every year. You have the best fucking team, and this year's no different. And my team. I mean, I got some good running backs, but everything else is questionable. So.
I think I had Adrian Peterson too. I think I was on the bench.
Oh yeah. You left 43 points on the bench. You had 43 with who's your running backs? Oh, you had 43 with Fournette. And you had 43 with Peterson. I mean, God, if you'd started Peterson, you probably would have had the high score of the year.
Yeah. Yeah, freaking Marshawn Lynch will not be on my roster this week. I've had it with that fucking clown.
Oh, yeah. I would say at this point, you could go ahead and start Peterson every week because they're going to feed that beast. At least till David Johnson gets back.
Yep.
And that's what they said. And I loved it. When some guy on the radio or TV goes, if I'm the Cardinals, I'm going to run the living shit out of Adrian Peterson till David Johnson gets back.
Yep.
Like, just run him so hard he wants to retire.
Yeah, because this way, the more you run Peterson and the more you feed that friggin' animal the ball, the better he does. And then it's less friggin' Palmer can screw up on you.
Yep.
And plus, you know, Carson Palmer, he's serviceable, but if they know he has to pass, he don't stand a chance.
Oh no! When teams can tee off on him, it's over.
Yep.
Because he's not a mobile quarterback by any means.
Yeah, well, once, and you know, he's just, he needs that running game. Everybody does, but he really does.
Oh, yeah, because once you get pressure on him, he just starts chucking it.
Yep, he just heaving and hoping.
Yep. Well, speaking of them, I'm taking them again because now, you know, they finally showed up for me. And now with Adrian Peterson, I think they're going to get on a little bit of a roll. They're playing the Rams. Who do you like?
I'm telling you, the fucking Rams are blowing my mind.
Yeah, they're a new team.
Unbelievable. Jeff Fisher, you suck.
Oh, yeah.
Where are they playing?
Well, okay. It's in L.A., but God, is that really a home game for the Rams?
Yeah, I don't even think friggin'.
I bet there will be more Cardinals fans there.
Yep, you're probably right.
And you know what? This is for the first time since the year 2000, at this point in the season right now, away teams have won more than the home teams.
Yeah, home field means like squat.
Nope.
No, I'll go with the Cardinals this week.
Okay. I think I talked you into it.
I think Adrian Peterson talked me into it. Yeah.
Oh, that totally changes them.
Oh, yeah, what a different team.
Yep.
And, you know, I mean, like, he's got to be the happiest son of a bitch on the planet to get out of friggin' New Orleans. That was just a horrible fit from the beginning. I don't even understand how they did that.
Well, again, that's all on Peterson. Because the Saints knew what they wanted to do with him. Six carries a game, mostly down at the goal line, and that's it. But
okay, who's next?
Let's see. Okay. So, you know, a week ago, I'd have probably picked Green Bay easily, but not now.
But I won't pick the Packers for the rest of the season.
Yeah, this pick was probably the easiest one for me to make. New Orleans at Green Bay.
Oh, yeah, Green Bay won't win another game.
Well, I mean, I'll say this. I don't believe that because I think that Hundley kid could actually, you know, do okay. He had a couple nice touchdown throws.
I don't think even Green Bay, I think that just deflated the whole team.
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, you know, I think it's going to take him a couple weeks to find any kind of groove, But no, this week, New Orleans all the way.
Yeah, I'll take the Saints, no doubt about it.
I mean, they just put up 52 on a not-so-bad Lions defense. I mean, their defense, it's not great, but it ain't terrible. But Jesus, 52 points?
The Lions gave them 21.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, it was three defensive touchdowns.
Oh, geez, yeah. That's not good. Stafford's beat up right now.
Yeah.
So, I'll tell you. Rodgers going down. The Lions are struggling. Case Keenum's the quarterback in Minnesota. All of a sudden, guess what? I think the Bears are right back in it. I mean, we're only 2-4. I mean, shit, who knows?
Yeah, 500 could win that division.
Oh, yeah. So, the second Rodgers went down and we won, I'm like, we're back in it. All right, let's see. Jacksonville at Indianapolis.
I'll take Jacksonville.
Oh, yeah. Same here. I mean,
I think fucking Fournette will freaking go for fucking a half on them.
Oh, God. Yeah, he might. God, you're guaranteed at least every week now. You got Fournette and Peterson.
Yeah, I guarantee you that I'll have Peterson in this week. I'm taking Marshawn Lynch out of there.
Right there, you got
him.
Yeah, you got.
If I had my choice, if I could have my choice, I'd cut him off the real team. I can't stand him.
Yeah, he's an idiot. But no,
he's more about, you know, the name on the back of the jersey than the one on the helmet.
Yeah.
Wants to do his little dance and his, you know, dude, just. Well, and I blame the Raiders. I don't know what the hell's going on with their play call. Did we lose our, like, offensive coach or something, or who calls the plays? I don't even know that team this year.
I don't know.
Okay, so I'm taking, who do we take on that one?
Jacksonville.
Oh, Jacksonville, yeah. Saxonville, that's the new name on them.
Oh, yeah. Them. Yeah, they got a defense now.
Well, they freaking should. I mean, they...
Yeah, they should.
They had enough good picks in the past, half a dozen years.
Yep. All right. This one was pretty easy for me. Ravens at Vikings.
Vikings.
Oh, yeah. You know, I saw firsthand the Ravens just aren't a good team right now at all.
No. Nope.
I mean, Joe Flacco looked fucking terrible.
Yeah, he kind of looks like he's lost or something.
Yeah. Here we go. Ooh, good AFC North battle. Bengals at Steelers.
I'm just going to take Bengals just because I love the Steelers.
Well, I wish I could agree with you, but I think you're going to use last week's upset over KC as a springboard to some wins here. So this next one, this was one of the hardest games of the week for me to pick. And some people would be like, why? But it was. Cowboys at 49ers.
Well, I'll take the Cowboys.
Okay. I'm taking San Fran. Get this stat. They're the first team in NFL history to lose 5 straight games by 3 points or less.
Yeah, you know what? You know what? You know how these weeks have been crazy? That could be one of the games where someone says that's a no-brainer, just like Giants and friggin' Kansas City, and it's just the other way, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I feel like San Francisco's got to pull out one of these, so I'm taking them. Do I think Dallas is the better team? Sure, but I feel like they're going to pull one out, so... A week ago, this would have been easy for the team that I'm not going to pick. I'd have picked the other team a week ago. Broncos at Chargers.
Is that quarterback hurt? What's his fucking name for the Broncos there?
I don't know, but I'm not sure how much of a difference it makes because the last couple games he's been pretty shitty.
I'll take the sidearm slinging son of a bitch. I'll take the friggin' Chargers, too.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know what's going on with Denver. Now watch, they'll come out and put up like 50 on the Chargers.
Yeah, yep, you watch. That's what I said. You'd friggin' lose your house if you were a gambler this football season.
Yep. Okay, now here's one for anybody who might be drinking the Giants Kool-Aid. Seattle at Giants.
Oh, I'll take Seattle.
Yeah. I mean, that was cute what the Giants did there other night, but I think Seattle...
Let's be real.
Yeah, I think Seattle's going to kick their ass.
Well, Seattle better do something.
Yeah.
Goddamn, the Yankees scored again, son of a bitch.
So here's this Sunday night, very, very, it'll be a highly rated game. It's the Super Bowl rematch. Atlanta at the Patriots.
Oh, Christ. I think, possibly, Atlanta could put up an amazing amount of points on that Patriots defense. Because they are porous.
Yeah, that's true.
But, it is the Patriots.
Exactly.
And after that Miami shit, I'll take, as much as it hurts me to say this, I'll take New England.
Yeah, same here. This game was actually easy for me. Because I bet everybody in the world is picking Atlanta Sunday. Because, you know, oh, revenge game, revenge game. Fuck that. If anything, that's going to hurt him. I bet Belichick, I bet they whoop him. I bet the Patriots win big.
Yep. But I'm telling you, the Patriots defense isn't that good. And Atlanta, if they actually played like they are capable, they could put up a lot of points on that team. But I'm still picking the Patriots.
Oh, yeah. And you're right. Everything you just said is right. But when are they going to start playing like they're capable? Because they lost to the Dolphins.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. You lose to Jay Cutler and the friggin' fucking fish there.
And they did lose it because they blew a lead.
Yeah, they had a 17-point lead, didn't they?
Yeah. So, I don't know what the hell's going on in Atlanta, but I love New England Sunday night. I do.
The Monday game.
And this was the Monday night game. This was the other hard one for me. I had a tough time picking this one. I mean, I probably could have just flipped a coin. Redskins at Eagles.
Wow, that is a tough game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm picking the Eagles.
I went the other way, and I can, you know, totally get why you're taking the Eagles, but I like Cousins in prime time this Monday. You know, he's already played one Monday night game this year, and it was a good one too. I think who'd they play? I think it was the Chiefs, and it was a damn
Cousins. Are they gonna sign that son of a bitch now?
I don't know. They might have missed their chance because they've had two chances to sign him.
Right.
And because they're a bunch of fucking idiots there, you know, Snyder and Bruce Allen.
You know, how about that? I mean, before the Redskins spent money like a drunken sailor, now
when
they got a quarterback that they could, you know, I mean, if you don't have a quarterback, you don't have anything.
I know. Isn't it funny?
Yeah, it's real.
They've spent, you know, years looking for...
And the Alvin Hainsworth?
Oh, God. Yeah. Defensive tackle making quarterback money.
And then he freaking, like... He didn't even, like, freaking play.
He signed the check, and he showed up to camp out of shape. He couldn't even get through wind sprints.
Right.
Because he was out buying steak fucking dinners every night.
Bastards.
So that's the Packs.
That was a joke. Yeah, but I'm gonna take the Eagles on that one.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I mean, they're playing good football. But...
I wonder if you're friggin'. I'm gonna start trying to do this like when the friggin' we do the picks. I'm just gonna go. I'm not even gonna think about any other part of the team. I'm just gonna go head to head. Quarterbacks, and that's how I'm going to start picking them, just by the quarterback.
Well, it's funny you say that, because that's how I picked that game. I was like, okay, comes down to Cousins and Wentz for me. And I said, you know, Wentz has a little more to prove to me.
So, yeah.
So, I went with Cousins. Not that Cousins is like some elite, I don't, you know, he's got his problems too, but...
So we done with our picks?
We're done.
Hacks was a rage homosexual.
That's great.
Yeah, when he was, I could hear him in the background yelling. I'm like, yeah, that's what I want to do. Fucking hang out with that. I'm sober as can be. Hang out with. Never mind a drunk, but like a screaming fucking moronic drunk. I'm like, no, I'll pass on that.
Oh God, it's hilarious.
Nothing worse being sober. Like, you know, like a sober person, like hanging out with him, as someone has to fucking knock them out.
Usually it's the sober people that laugh the most. I mean, they just...
Yeah.
They fucking...
You get a fucking kick out of them. Well, it's like you don't even fucking gotta put a fucking quarter in the machine to watch the monkey do a show.
Oh, yeah.
He does it for free.
You bet he does.
And he loves every minute of it.
Oh, yeah.
What a goofball. When does everyone start his Sunday gigs this week?
Yeah. Yeah. So
Stanford doesn't come up at all?
Oh, he comes up for the games, just not the tailgates.
So are we done here?
We're done.
All right, then. I'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks.
Take it easy,
yep,
guys.
Bye. There you go, the Godfather with the picks, Jeff George Worship Podcast. And there you go. That'll do it for week 7 of the Jeff George Worship Podcast. Thanks to all our guests, the Godfather, all the friends, the crazy people on Sundays. You guys make this show so much fun. Be sure to check us out on Facebook, the Jeff George Worship Podcast on Facebook. We're on iTunes with this podcast. Getting big. And we'll be back with more next week. Until then, enjoy the games.